You know, a few years ago, more than a few years ago when I was a young adult, I kind of came back to my faith and experienced kind of a renewal as a young adult. And it was beautiful. But, you know, I had questions. And one of the questions I really kind of had was, well, what am I doing when I'm praying? And, you know, do I hear something? Do I trust the voice that I hear? Do I trust my own voice? And how do I do it? You know, do you like speak in a certain way, or do you have to use a certain language, or, you know, are there these and thous? You know, people in my life, you know, they would pray like that. And so I really struggled with that. And I asked around and looked around, and I found lots of different answers and lots of different approaches to this and ways to pray. Now, at the time, I drove about an hour and a half each way in my commute. And it wasn't like Northern Virginia, hour and a half. It was country, hour and a half. So I would cover a lot of distance, and I would find myself, kind of looking out on the road and talking to God. And, that was the best. That was the best school of prayer for me. And I'm so thankful for that. I did that for 8 years. And I'm so thankful for the gift that was for me. So this week, we're talking prayer. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you are doing great. Now, this week we are coming to the final message of our 3-week series, Why Do We Do It That Way? And we're going to be talking about, you know, something that really kind of is close to home. We've been talking about things that we do regularly in worship, like Holy Communion and baptism. But this week we turn to a practice that shapes our everyday life and certainly our worship life. And that is the business of prayer, particularly praying for others. Now, sometimes we call that intercessory prayer. That's the kind of fancy church word for, you know, praying for other people, lifting up the needs of our community, our world, our neighbors, lifting up those things before God. But why do we do it the way that we do it? Why do we talk about it the way that we talk about it? You know, why do we communicate it even? Like, how can we be, you know, good about like sharing information, but also respectful? And, kind in the way that we kind of work with that sort of information, particularly about those things that are really tender, you know, and tough. So we're going to talk about prayer, and we're going to draw from a passage of scripture that, you know, speaks to this very issue. It's from the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to his apprentice pastor, Timothy. This is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, and Paul writes these things. First of all, then, I ask that request, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. Pray for kings and everyone who is in authority so that we can live a quiet and peaceful life in complete godliness and dignity. Wow. I mean, and he's saying that, like, we pray for everyone, including people that might seem kind of removed from us, or, you know, people in authority. And gosh, there's a lot to unpack there for sure. Now, Paul's words remind us that prayer isn't just personal. It's communal and outward looking. We pray for others because Christ calls us to love beyond ourselves. This thing called intercessory prayer is one of the ways in which we practice that love. When we pray for someone else, we entrust them to God's care. We add our love to God's love in their life, and we join our faith to theirs. We open our own hearts. We open our own hearts to what God is doing in their life. And, be part of God's work of compassion and justice and peace in their life and throughout the world. Now, we United Methodists believe prayer is one of the key ways in which God is active in our lives and interacting with our spirits, our souls. It's one of the ways in which God meets us and shapes us, even as we're praying for others. And when we do that, we step into a stream of grace, both for the sake of other people and for our own. So it's very good and important to do that work. So listen, as you prepare for worship this Sunday, I want to invite you to be thinking about the people that you pray for, the people that you pray for on a regular basis, and maybe kind of, you know, who's absent, who needs to be in that list. Maybe it's family, maybe it's leaders that you're praying for. Maybe it's someone you disagree with or that you are kind of at odds with even. Each prayer, each time we do this work, is a reminder that we're part of a larger body. We're some part of something much bigger than ourselves, and that God's love extends to everyone, no matter what, no matter who. So while I'm talking to you about this, you know, let me just ask you, have you taken a soul break lately? A soul break, you know, we take a water break sometimes. We take a work break, get up, move around a little bit. But have you looked after your soul through a kind of a short little period of time, a break like that? So I'm kind of inviting you to subscribe to something, to our daily email from Sterling United Methodist Church. You can subscribe to that, and you'll receive a brief spiritual reflection grounded in the scripture. Also, it will oftentimes be related to some of the things that we'll talk about during the sermon on Sundays. There's also a very thoughtful prayer and a list of our current prayer requests from our community at Sterling United Methodist Church. It's an uplifting way to live your faith and to kind of give your soul an opportunity to do the work that it needs to stay connected in meaningful ways and be part of a caring network of people who pray. So you can sign up today and experience encouragement, shared faith, and the power of praying together. If you want to know more, reach out. We'll be glad to hook you up with that. So listen, God bless you. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Take care.